It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Gordon has a message for you.
Yes.
He wanted you to know that he's a gay man, but only for women.
He told you that?
What? Whoa.
That's what he told me to say.
What is this? What are you talking about?
What you told me to say.
Gay!
That I'm gay for women? I don't know what George is talking about, Craig, but if you and I could get back to the show, I'd appreciate that.
He told me to say
that. Because George obviously has no interest in it.
Why would he tell you to say that?
I don't know.
That's the thing. Him. It doesn't he's make right any there. Sense. So why? That clearly shows you that he's lying. Did you see where Kim Kardashian almost passed the bar exam to become a lawyer in California?
Huh. It's not a story.
Why not? She almost
a lot of people take
became
it every
a
day.
Lawyer.
She's just an average spare person taking it like anybody else.
She's not an average spare person. She's a
why don't you give me every
multi-billionaire.
Everybody in the state of Texas that's taken the bar in the last 2 months.
Okay, but most of the people in Texas aren't Kim Kardashian.
Well, I'm telling you, I care about most of the people in Texas about as much as I do about Kim Kardashian.
Okay, let me think about
the same amount.
What? You care about the same amount of people.
I actually care about them more than Kim Kardashian. I would be more interested if you ran down the 1,500 people that took the bar exam in the state of Texas right now than Kim Kardashian.
1,500 people are taking the bar exam right now in Texas?
In the last, that's my guess.
He does not.
In the last 6 months.
The bar exam, I don't know what it entails.
It's got to be the hardest test outside of some sort of medical exam.
Why do they have to do it at a bar? That seems weird to me, too.
Yeah, that is weird.
Why is that the bar? Like, why is it the California bar exam has to do with legal stuff in California? Mm-hmm. Boy, we're sounding real good here. Yeah. And but when you get a medical license, you just get a medical license. Or do you pass the medical bar?
No, it's not a bar.
Why is this the only thing that we have a bar in?
Why have you turned into Andy Rooney?
I was wondering. I did watch an old Andy Rooney about the disappearance of pennies. He apparently called for this in the mid-80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said he was about done with pennies. Because he says there's an inherent flaw with pennies, which he was kind of right in. He said that they make so many of them, and then most of us get home and dump them in a shoebox and throw them in a closet. And then businesses are short of pennies, and they have to make a lot more because people take them home and throw them in a shoebox and put them in the closet.
We take them out of circulation.
Yes, we take them out of circulation, so they have to keep making more and more to put into circulation. And we get so annoyed that they keep putting them into circulation, we throw them in a shoebox and throw them in the closet.
That's pretty funny.
And he's right.
Yeah.
Was right. He is.
That's right.
He's not only no longer with us, but he hated the Musers.
He did.
Yo, fool.
I'm trying to get somewhere. I don't have time to talk to you.
By the way, if you want the exact number, through the month of July, 3,100 people in Texas took the bar.
Okay.
3,100 through July.
Through July.
So that's only half a year.
Very good.
But what is on the bar exam? Do they give you, like, Johnny sues a company for $325,000. Joan sues a company for $750,000. But she's on a train coming from Chicago at 65 miles per hour.
I don't think they're like that.
Seems like you don't have to memorize. Why would you have to memorize a whole bunch of stuff when you have computers you can look it up?
Well, because that's not learning, necessarily. Okay, you have to answer on your own.
Two things you should never do on a plane. We got Thanksgiving coming up. Everyone's going to be traveling.
Everybody.
A lot of people going to be traveling. And many of those on an airplane. Two things you should never do on an airplane, according to an ER doctor. You want to guess?
Yes, I have a guess.
I mean, there's obviously lots of things you shouldn't do on a plane. Like, try to pass the bar exam when you have no legal experience.
Yeah.
I would say number one, doo-doo.
What?
Nobody should ever doo-doo on a plane.
Oh.
Well, sometimes you can't help it, like that old guy last week.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that story anymore.
Turned out poorly.
Yeah.
No, not according to the ER doctor would say, if you have to go, then you should go. You shouldn't try to hold in the toxins.
Either number one or number two is a rocky ride in that lavatory at 35,000 feet.
Yeah, you have been going the number one and you hit the turbulence.
It goes everywhere.
All of a sudden you're writing your name on the wall. Which, once again, probably proves that men should be sitting down when doing that, just like womans are.
Mm-hmm.
You do that, George?
We know that's what you do. So
they say that funny. There's a big movement towards that, that more guys are sitting down now to urinate.
Yeah, I believe it.
What's the point? So they can read their phone, right?
That's what they're speculating, yes. But it actually is supposed to be better for you, and it does keep the bathroom cleaner.
Yeah, that's true. But I didn't think you emptied your bladder as completely if you sat.
No, I think you empty it more or something.
Sure about that?
I find
like
that
anyone can even.
Can you tell opposite. I was sure about it?
Didn't seem very sure.
In my own personal experience, I find the opposite.
How do you know how much is left in your bladder?
You can just tell. You can feel.
Yeah.
Like if you're going number two.
You have a graduated bladder?
If you're going number two, took the bar and passed, and you're also going number one while you're down there.
Yeah. Oh.
A lot of times I will rise after my mission is complete and find that I still have to go number one.
Yeah.
Because you think that the sit-down was preventing your bladder from fully emptying.
Let's just say there's more going on down there than most people realize.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, number one, according to the ER doctor, is you should never, ever use the tray table without sanitizing it.
Oh, really?
There was a small study that was done that found that the germiest place on a plane or in an airport was the tray table that are on airplanes. Because there's so much norovirus and cold and flu viruses. I think the cold virus can last up to like 2 weeks on a hard surface like that. They said it's so gross. I've seen people change babies on the top of those tray tables. They're not sanitized by the airline. If you've ever been one of the last people to leave on a plane and you watch the crew coming in, they're turning the plane around and they're not sanitizing. They're just quickly picking up any trash that's on the floor.
Okay, good to know. But that's what we set our food on.
Correct. Yeah, that's why you need to sanitize
that food. But even if you touch it, if you're putting your laptop on it or whatever.
Yeah, I've never understood why that's. We put our laptop in those stupid security bins that the guy before you put the bottom of his shoes on that.
Yeah.
And then you put your laptop on there, and then you handle your laptop with your hands, and then you eat your peanut butter crackers with those same hands without washing them. We are so gross. Anyway, always sanitize the tray. As soon as you sit down, and not just the tray, but also the little latch that releases the tray.
Okay.
Some people may sanitize the tray, but then they don't do the latch, and they're touching that thing, too. The other one, I've never done. The first one I've done. I've sanitized the tray. I'm good on that.
Never done that.
You've never, ever, ever.
I guess I'm going to start. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it.
No wonder you have diarrhea constantly.
I don't. You're the one that has a problem with that.
When?
I don't know. When you've missed work years, it's always been diarrhea.
It's interesting to me because
hey guys,
I will hear from people.
Diarrhea.
That's not true, and you know that. But
a lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Yep.
Sacred Heart. Is that I will talk with people, and they say that they have that condition like every week. They will have it at some point. And I'm like, what? What's wrong with you? Don't you think that's strange? Or I guess different people have different experiences, which is fine. That's what makes the world richer, is that some people have diarrhea once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I will say on the occasion that I have it, I never mind it because I feel like it really cleans
flushes
me
you out.
Yeah.
But isn't that a condition that is only, what, a couple times a year?
God willing.
But then there's people, I'm talking about people who don't have a diagnosis of IBS or something that is a condition. I'm talking about normal diarrhea? Is that a thing?
Normal diarrhea.
People, by the way, is code for this is Gordon's problem about once a week.
No, no, I was saying that I was the one that was surprised to hear this. I'm on the opposite side of that exchange with the person. Mm-hmm. That it was surprising to learn that there's people who, it's more frequent. So maybe they're norovirus people who aren't sanitizing tray tables.
Yeah, maybe.
How common is diarrhea?
Jeez.
Many people, generic.
Many people.
Get diarrhea a few times a year.
Oh, really? That's the most generic statement ever.
That's from WebMD.
Okay, but see, that's more in line with what you'd think is normal. A few times a year.
Yeah.
Anyway. The other thing, never done. Never even thought about it. And that is sunscreen on an airplane.
Ah, because of the radiation.
Right. You ever even thought about that?
No.
Never.
The UV rays on a plane are much stronger because you're higher in the sky. And there's less of an atmosphere that's filtering out that stuff. And you're experiencing a lot of radiation. A lot of radiation. And sunshades up there obviously provide some protection against sunburn, but not really against UVB rays that account for skin cancer and aging. So I wonder if airline pilots or stewardi, or what are they called, weight persons now?
Flight attendants.
Not that hard. I wonder if they age faster than other...
Maybe. Man, I've never thought about that.
Plus, aren't they getting the radiation equivalent to X number of X-rays over the course of their career?
Yes.
I wonder how they deal with that.
Cancer diagnosis are higher? Or,
yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if pilots routinely wear sunscreen while flying.
I guess they should.
Certainly we have P1 pilots. They can let us know how they deal with that and the radiation.
But when have you ever slapped on sunscreen on your arms?
Zero.
Never.
To take a flight.
Well, I'm getting on a plane.
I know.
Lather up.
It's just strange. So there's a few travel tips as we head into Thanksgiving.